The first thing I'd like to ask you is, how your family came to El Paso?
They came from Oklahoma, and they came in, I believe, 1914, right before World War I,
mm-hmm.
and got established here.
What were they in Oklahoma? Why did they come to El Paso?
Well, my grandfather was in real estate, and he saw some opportunities here. And then my uncle was a doctor. And actually, my uncle had tuberculosis, and that's why he came, as so many people did.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
And he, at one time, was the head physician at the Baptist Sanatorium out here in northeast El Paso.
Wow. Now, do you know much about your parents' education?
My mother got a BA degree from Saul Ross University. She was a teacher, and it was in education.
Mm-hmm.
And my father, I don't know about his formal education. He died when he was 42 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And he worked for the Southern Pacific Railroad in the office, and it was in accounting, I guess, something of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know a whole lot about my father because I was 9 years old when he died.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know a whole lot about his family. They live in around Beeville, I think, and in that area of Texas.
Mm-hmm. But you knew your mother's parents?
Yes, yes.
What were your names for them?
Wells. My grandmother's was Molly Eudora.
Well, what did you call them, though?
Oh, I called her Grandy.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I never knew my grandfather.
Uh-huh. Now, what about your father? Do you remember what name you had for him?
Daddy.
Mm-hmm. And how about your mother?
A mother.
Mm-hmm. Now, what about your education growing up in El Paso? Where did you go to school?
All right, I went to Austin High School, and then I went to what is now the University of Texas at El Paso, but at that time it was the College of Mines and Metallurgy.
Mm-hmm.
And I studied there for just about 2 years, and then I got married in 1944. I went back two times, and I had like 15 hours of having my degree. But life went on, and I just didn't have time to finish. So
sure.
I didn't.
So, did you work at all?
No.
Mm-hmm. What organizations do you belong to?
Well, when I was in college, I was a member of the Zeta Phi Alpha sorority. And then I belonged to the Sila Vista Garden Club, and I belonged to the El Paso Art Association. And I belong to the Rio Bravo Art Association, and let me see, I'm really not a clubber.
Well, that's a lot still.
And of course now I remember the PEA.
Right. And what's your religion?
Protestant.
Do you go to any church?
The church group that I meet with has a telephone hookup from Houston, Texas. Baraka Church there.
Hmm.
Pastor is Bob Thien. And he was a graduate of the University of Arizona and a graduate of Dallas Theological Seminary. And he's a wonderful Bible teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And he has a large church in Houston. And it's a long story how we got started on this. But anyhow.
That's interesting.
It is just Bible doctrine.
Huh. Okay. Do you happen to know what your ultimate ancestry is? Like where your people came from in Europe?
Uh-huh. Oh, and I'm a member of the DAR, I forgot
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah.
The DAR, and also, I'll think of it in a minute. Anyhow,